WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
For a serious chunk of my life, I've known that morning glories were plants considered annual climbers with slender stems, heart-shaped leaves, and trumpet-shaped flowers in pink, purple, blue, magenta, or white. So you can guess my surprise when my wife pointed out a recent online article published by ABC Australia discussing a rare cloud formation called, yep, you guessed it, a morning glory. After a little research, I found the morning glory cloud is a rare meteorological phenomenon that consists of a solitary wave and associated cloud in the low levels of the atmosphere and can be found in different parts of the world. One particularly interesting morning glory that stands out from all others around the world occurs in the southern part of the Gulf of Carpentaria in northern Australia. What makes it unique is that this is the only known spot where it can be predicted and observed on a fairly regular basis. Morning glory clouds can be observed near Burketown from late September to early November and are considered to be roll clouds, part of the Arcus cloud family. These spectacular roll clouds can be up to 620 miles long and usually between 300 and 600 feet above the ground. The morning glory may appear as a single roll cloud stretching for miles, or it may appear in groups up to as many as 10. It was first reported by Royal Australian Air Force pilots in 1942, and the morning glory is not clearly understood, owing in part to their rarity, thus having little significance on rainfall and climate. Research has shown that one of the main causes of the morning glory occurrence is the mesoscale circulations associated with sea breezes that develop over the peninsula and the Gulf. Morning glories appear to be related to an undular bore, which is a wave disturbance that typically occurs within the area of the atmosphere which is stable in the low levels, thanks to an outflow boundary or sea breeze, or after a cold front has moved through the region. Clouds form on the rising air at the front of the wave and evaporate in the sinking air on the rear side of the wave. A morning glory may be accompanied by a sudden wind squall, fairly intense low-level wind shear, rapid vertical motion of the clouds on the front edge especially, and a sharp jump in the surface pressure. Another example of what makes the atmosphere such a stunning topic for study. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.